Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Before we dive into the main podcast, want to debunk some misinformation out there about this Tennessee 7th District congressional race where the Republican candidate won by 9 points, but somehow that's a major loss? Underperformed is the story from the Democrat media. And it goes like this. Trump won the district by 22 points. Yeah, but the Republican, a guy by the name of Van Epps, only won by 9. This somehow is extrapolated to mean that Trump's agenda is wildly unpopular. No one likes Trump. No one likes the Republicans, and the Democrats are ascendant. No, no, and no. First of all, Van Epps defeated the lunatic, and I mean lunatic, Democrat candidate, who is on record saying she hates the city of Nashville, she hates country music, she hates America and thinks it's a racist place, she hates Tennessee and thinks it's a racist place. Oh, but what she does like? Burning down police departments. Yeah, she actually tweeted that, and when given the opportunity to walk it back on MS Now about a week ago, she refused. So total lunatic, could benefit from medication. But folks, the good sign here is this is who they're running. I mean, we're going to need candidates like this to run against. And if this is who the Democrats are going to run, great. Hopefully the American people will be able to see who they really are. But back to the results. If Trump won the district by 22 points, didn't the candidate, a guy by the name of Matt Van Epps, underperform? No. As pollster Glenn Reynolds observed, the district leans Republican by just shy of 10 points. And Van Epps defeated the Democrat by just shy of 10 points. So he did exactly as he should have. Now, if he'd come in at, you know, with a victory of even 6, 7, 8 points, that would be bad. It would be an underperformance. Nah, this is exactly what you'd expect. You can't compare two things. You cannot compare an off year in the dead of winter, December 2nd, special election to a highly popular, highly watched presidential election. I mean, comparing those two things is ridiculous. It's apples to oranges. But what you can take away here, if you're looking for something to be depressed about, I guess, is that the real message here is not even a commentary on Trump, his agenda, how popular he is. It's nothing. What it is a lesson. And it's a similar lesson to the one that we learned in Virginia and in New Jersey recently. And that's this. The public has figured out that the Republican Party and Trump are not the same thing. Trump pulls Democrats. He pulls moderates. People like his message. But what they figured out is that the Republican Party is only pretending to go along, sort of shuffling along, if you will, pretending to be MAGA. They know Trump's the real deal. They're not fooled. And so when you look at this, basically, The way that it looked in the beginning of the Trump administration was that Democrats were completely wandering in the forest, and they were, you know, approval polling at the lowest in 30 years, and Republicans were ascendant. What really happened was that Trump was ascendant, not Republicans, and the public can tell the difference. Folks, this is what happens when Trump has to do all executive orders. Nobody codifies anything, and almost nothing seems to pass in Congress. Yeah, because the Republican Party is still effectively stonewalling Trump's agenda. They want to return to the Bush days of open borders and, yeah, cheap labor and, yeah. So what it means is the American public has figured out there is a difference. So what it means is without Trump, Republicans haven't gained anything. In other words, unless he's on the ballot, nothing special happens for Republicans. And Republicans and Democrats, when Trump's off the ballot, are still running neck and neck. That's terrifying. Again, especially as their candidates get more and more radical. And this is why I'm one of those. I'm in the minority. Everyone else going, hey, I'm so glad Joe Ron Mamdani won in New York. That's the greatest. Now we can see how bad he is. No. I said this would spread. This communist Marxist candidate style would spread. It is. Their candidates have rapidly gotten more radical. And if when Trump isn't on the ballot, we're running head and head with them. In other words, we're not particularly far ahead. Them getting really radical doesn't seem to have affected them at all. It's not dampening their performance. They're about where you would expect, which again is neck and neck with the Republican Party. That's scary as hell. That's the scary part. So what does this mean? It means that the party, Republican Party, needs to get on board with the Trump agenda and really back him, not just pretend to in their campaign ads. Okay, second thing to pay attention to right now, it is the number one story in the nation right now on Topic Pulse. It's a service we subscribe to. Very expensive. The media uses it to find out what you like. And it's this. The Afghan DC National Guard shooter has chosen to plead not guilty on all charges in the National Guard case. Why would your legal team do this? Folks, this is the Marxist post-American territory, blue territory of DC. It may look like any other courtroom in the nation, but it's not. And this is exactly the strategy I would use if I were a lunatic liberal trial attorney. Why? Because in recent months, we've had trouble getting indictments for serious crimes when the person committing them appears to be a woke Democrat. And it gets very serious here, folks. Let me read you this headline from Fox News. Grand juries in Washington, D.C. decline to indict, not even convict, folks, just indict two accused of threatening Trump. Now, folks, one of the cases, Natalie Rose Jones, and I guarantee you the D.C. Guard shooter lunatic, his attorneys looked at this. One of the cases involved Natalie Rose Jones. She was accused not only of posting threats online to assassinate Trump, but doubling down on those threats in, you know, admitting to them in an interview with the Secret Service. And she had been making plans to travel through five states to kill him. Let me read that to you from the Fox News article. So this isn't just somebody firing off their mouth. This is a person who intended to kill the president. Quote, this is from Judge Jeanine Pirro. A Washington, D.C. grand jury refused to indict someone who threatened to kill the president of the United States. Her intent was clear, traveling through five states to do so, Pirro told Fox News in an exclusive statement. She even confirmed the same to Secret Service. She said, this is the essence of a politicized jury. The system here is broken on many levels. Instead of the outrage that should be engendered by a specific threat to the president, the grand jury in D.C. refuses to even let the judicial process begin. You look at that with the D.C. National Guard shooter, and you know the lunatic liberal level is very high there in D.C. How high? Over 90% of the jury pool voted for Kamala Harris, and you roll the dice with a not guilty on all charges. Let me tell you why. Do not be surprised if they don't get a conviction. Why? Because it takes a unanimous jury conviction to convict this guy. And you're going to have people on that jury that are like the videos that trend on TikTok. They see the fault as Trump's. They see this immigrant as a righteous soldier fighting back. Now, this may sound nuts right now. You're thinking, nah, that can't happen in America. But folks, the trial won't go down for what, a year and a half, 2 years? We are working our way up to, and I'm telling you, you're going to see this. You are. Where somebody kills an ICE agent in a blue jurisdiction, you know, rams them with their car, crushes them, shoots them, and you're going to see liberal juries refuse to convict. And again, we got about a year and a half for that to become the norm or something that happens a lot. And that's what these attorneys are betting on right here. It's still a long shot, but it's definitely not out of the realm of possibility that a jury sees this guy as a righteous hero and lets him walk. Do not be surprised if that begins to happen elsewhere and if this doesn't end up being a nail biter. I am not convinced you can convict this guy in a Democrat jurisdiction. And I'm telling you, looking at this, neither are his attorneys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We are in a civil war, and you can see it in the math. I opened the show with this today. You can see it in the math. Here is the math. You bring 12 million people here in 4 years. This is a question that you know I have asked for a long time. Well, when you have entire quarters under the Biden administration where you're creating zero jobs, you're lying about it. You go back and revise the job numbers later to admit, hey, we didn't really create these 880,000 jobs we said we did. Okay, what does that mean? Well, for two quarters this year, we didn't create any jobs. How do you bring 12 million people here over 4 years and create, you know, in the best months, 115,000 jobs for all of us, not just them? How are they eating? They can't be. I mean, it doesn't make sense. They're not working. Keep in mind, that's in addition to a million visa holders legally brought here a year, and then another 400,000 various visa holders. And then people illegally flown in with those QR codes. They're illegal immigrants. But the Biden administration said, here, we'll generate a QR code. Just give it to somebody at the airport. And then George Bush and Barack Obama and Bill Clinton's nonprofit raised the money for those flights. They should go to prison for that, by the way. That's human trafficking. Well, where are these people working? I mean, we know where the H-1B visa, you know, folks are working. They're taking our jobs. I mean, where's everybody working? How does this math work? I mean, it can't be working. So remember when we got our first hint of this last year, what the problem was when Center for Immigration Studies did that phone poll of illegal immigrants and asked illegal immigrant adults, are you working either under the table, above board, anywhere? And 51% said, no, I'm not working. And I went, we got to find the money. We got to figure out how they eating. What is happening right now in Minnesota is the process of finding out. Over $1 billion in fraud, with the federal prosecutor who's been on this for 5 years saying, oh, there's billions more. We just don't have the staff to prosecute it all. Wait, billions more in fraud of federal money out of just Minnesota? Billions? Yeah.
Where's the call for congressional investigations?
There's going to have to be, because let me tell you what's happening here. You cannot, this is very simple what's going on. You cannot just dump 12 million people on the welfare rolls. It's somebody's going to notice. And keep in mind, Trump uses the figure 25 million because that counts the visa overstays, none of which they rounded up. It's 25 million. You can't just, we don't have jobs for them, not even close. And I mean, we had the jobs for maybe 2 to 3 million of them. That's it. Where are the rest? Well, they're hidden on programs. You can't put them all on SNAP. You can't put them all on, you know, the various welfare programs. You got to do something else. And that's what this is. They got them loaded on the autism program. They got them loaded on the Medicaid program. They got them loaded on, you know, 10,000 meals program during COVID. They're just stealing from every federal program there is. And it's not just in Minnesota. That Minnesota's just going first. And what do you see? Tim Walz, with the very federal, they're state bureaucrats, but they sign people up for federal benefits at the state level, because you're not going to go to Washington, right, to apply for welfare. You could do it at the state. And they're trying to say massive fraud, and instead Tim Walz, Democrat governor, is going after the whistleblowers. This is going on in every state, a blue state, I guarantee it. And we've just scratched the surface. So, major breaking story, top five news story in the nation. I'm glad people are watching this. We found 700,000 likely illegal immigrants on the SNAP rolls, the food stamp rolls, in just the red states, in a small number of blue ones. And we've cleared them off. Now we want, and I've been on this for weeks because I knew this was going to be a big story, 21 blue states are refusing to turn their rolls over. So the Trump administration sued them for the rolls. Their food stamp rolls. Democrats countersued, said immigration discrimination, some stupid thing, because they don't want to turn them over. And Brooke Rollins is saying, she's the head of the USDA, I can't imagine what we're going to find in these blue states if we found 700,000 in the red states. Yeah, keep going. Well, the Democrats are still dug in because they don't want their fraud discovered, because it's going to be the same story in every state. We're going to find millions illegally on these programs. So now she is halting the federal funding to these 21 blue states that are refusing to turn over their food stamp data.
And there's plenty of legal precedent for that. Federal government does this all the time. States refuse to cooperate with certain federal ordinances or regulations, then they don't get funds.
Yeah. And, you know, why do we want this? Okay, let's jump to Michigan, not Minnesota, Michigan. This is Michigan representative, state representative. Jason Wolford, and this is from a hearing from last week, they're going and looking at their welfare rolls and discovering Democrats. Remember Doge told us Democrats turned the fraud controls down to zero? Yeah. Well, this is why they did. In Michigan, you can sign up for welfare benefits. Well, I'll let him tell you what they found.
We've got real waste, real fraud, and we are going to get to the bottom of it. Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Unemployment Agency. People can simply check a box saying that they are eligible, and in most cases, that is enough to start receiving benefits. There's only four pieces of information that are required: a first name, last name, an address, and an alien number, only if that person self-identifies as a non-citizen. No social security number is required, even if someone claims to be a citizen. I brought MDHHS before our committee. We pulled up the website for benefits. We went through all 27 pages, and at the end, we're given the opportunity to register to vote.
You know, I'm just sitting here remembering, Tara.
These are federal dollars, by the way.
I have been in situations where I had to draw unemployment benefits.
Mm-hmm.
I had to prove to the state authorities that I was actively searching for a job. I had to show up at an office in Anderson to show them documentation that I was actually looking for a job in order to get those benefits. And these people were able to check a box and saying, yeah, here's my name and address, and I want these, you know, benefits.
Yeah, it's blue states or states like Michigan, which is a swing state where you have Democrats in charge. They turn the fraud controls down to zero. So what do you got there in that clip? That is a powerful clip from that hearing because you got the perpetrating of creating a system for fraud that at the end of it, after you steal your benefits, you don't even have to prove you're an American citizen, much less that you need them. At the end of it, what do? They register you to vote. Now, look, so that's what's going on this week with SNAP. Now come over here and see all of it come together, because this is an incredible time in America. Another top 10 story in the country right now. I'm looking on our Topic Pulse app. Another top 10 story is Trump suing six Democrat states for what? Their voter rolls. They're refusing to turn those over. Huh. So you sign up for the welfare with fraud at the fraud controls at zero and minimal information, you automatically get signed up to vote. Yeah. What states are refusing to turn them over? Delaware, Maryland, New Mexico, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington. Well, I don't see a lot of swing states in there.
No.
Right. Because that's just the first tranche. That's the first tranche. If you go over and look at the others, Lee, they're in process right now. That's the first batch. And it's a top 10 story. That's the first batch. Maine and Oregon are both in litigation with the DOJ. They won't turn over electronic copies of their full voter lists. In addition, California, Michigan, Minnesota, New York, New Hampshire, Pennsylvania, they are currently being sued by the Trump administration for denying detailed data. They're just not at the level yet that these are. They're not turning them over. In the meantime, red states are cooperating. Florida, Indiana, Iowa, Ohio are like, yeah, sure, here, have it. So this is when you go and pull, okay, like right now, you and I, we can go to a board of election, like if we want to run for office, and we can get them to give us the voter rolls. Well, and we'll get enough information that we can see how people voted, and if we want to mail them, we can, like our campaign. But we won't get all the internal information.
Well, the political parties, local parties have access to this information,
yes,
too.
So they need the certified list, but they also need all of the internal information that you turn over, both the stuff that is publicly available and the stuff that is not, right? Democrats know what they've been doing here. It's all the same scam. So it's the same story. So we got two top 10 stories that are the same story. Number one, massive, massive welfare fraud. 21 Democrat states refusing to turn over their food stamp data because they committed massive fraud. And also, those are the same 21 states refusing to turn over their voter rolls.
Sure, that's just a coincidence, Tara.
Yeah, sure. I'm here to tell you, you're going to find illegal immigrants all over these rolls. You know how we know? In the one state we have successfully ended this, Arizona, remember there were 50,000 non-citizens registered to vote in federal elections illegally. And the Supreme went all the way to Supreme Court. That was Stephen Miller's group, and they threw it out. But we had to win in the last election because you remember they said they ordered Arizona, because it was Democrats who were registering, the Democrat-controlled Board of Elections. They ordered Arizona stop registering, but they were going to let all the illegals vote. Well, after the election, we won again at the Supreme Court, and they threw them off the rolls. We had to win Arizona despite 50,000K fraud. And let me tell you what the Democrats are doing here, okay? I know what my buns. These illegals aren't voting. It's an unnecessary risk. What do they care? They came here for the free welfare. Democrats are voting for them. This is the system Trump has the cannon aimed at. And we are in the critical mission phase. So you see those two articles, Trump freezing the food stamp payments to Democrat states that won't turn the rolls over. Check. And Trump suing the blue states to get their voter rolls. Check. It's the same story. Now, I can't wait today, Lee, to see the screaming by Democrats. You're starving immigrants. No, we're ending fraud. Thanks. And if they don't like it, Lee, no big deal. They can take the free plane ticket home, and Trump will even give you an extra $1,000 cash for your trouble. You get on a plane, you fly out of here. Nobody's starving anyone. Go home.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, let me rewind here. We're solving the problem, the mathematical problem I've been pointing out for a long time, and I was the only one pointing it out, the best I can tell, anywhere. How do you bring 12 million people into the United States of America when this country is effectively not creating jobs? Good month is 100,000 jobs, 115, 120 under Joe Biden. Most months, no net jobs. Remember, they lied and then revised it down later. And I wondered, like, where, even if they didn't revise it down, which they did because they lied, where are these people working? Plus a million visa holders allowed in here to work. Plus the H-1Bs. Plus, well, where are these people working? The math don't add up. And Trump uses the 25 million figure because he's counting visa overstays. How are these people eating? They must be hidden on the welfare rolls somewhere. Now think about it. Even for Democrats, as fraud and crime prone as they are, well, you can't just dump 25 million people on the welfare rolls and think nobody's going to notice. So they had to defraud other programs. And that is why you're finding, obscure autism programs out of Medicaid defrauded. You're finding meal programs defrauded. I mean, you look at the autism program, right? They just had Somalians sign their kids up. They'd give you a fake autism diagnosis. It got so bad, 1 in 16 Somali kids in Minnesota was diagnosed with autism. And then they pay the parents $500 to $1,400 a month for each kid. And then you just live off that. You suck it out of the U.S. taxpayer. So when we're talking about, wow, these Somalis are committing fraud and they had all these nice cars and mansions in Turkey. And I'm, yeah, okay, yeah, but that's not the main story. Now, they just got rich off the Democrat fraud. No. The story is the monthly survival stipends that were stolen from the American people. That's the story. That's how the Democrats are keeping them here. After, apparently, they committed massive visa fraud to get them here in the first place. Listen to what Kristi Noem found. Half, they're just looking at Somali immigrants, right? Half of them committed visa fraud to get into this country. She's the head of the Department of Homeland Security. Holy cow.
You told me to look into Minnesota and their fraud on visas and their programs. 50% of them are fraudulent, which means that wacko Governor Walz either is an idiot or he did it on purpose. And I think he's both, sir. He brought people in there illegally that never should have been in this country, said they were somebody that they're not. They said they were married to somebody who was their brother or somebody else. Fraudulent visa applications, signed up for government programs, took hundreds of billions of dollars from the taxpayers, and we're going to remove them and we're going to get our money back.
Same time, they worked hard, the Democrats did, to give away good-paying American jobs to their illegals. And that's why we're now finding, do you see what happened in Minnesota? CDLs, commercial driver's licenses, third of them, fraud. But this is incredible. Look who they were giving them out to. They were giving them to people not domiciled. In other words, people who don't live in Minnesota. Why? So if you're an illegal, you know, hey, I can go to that crook in Minnesota and get my CDL, even though I've never stepped foot in a place. Can't speak English. Can't pass the test. They'll take care of all that. Listen to who else they were giving these to. Non-domiciled. In other words, you don't live there. Mexican citizens. They were given CDLs to citizens of Mexico, not present in the United States. They hadn't even snuck in yet. They were giving them to people whose visas had expired. So these used to be American jobs. Mass scale given to illegal immigrants. At least a third of the commercial driving licenses out of Minnesota. This, folks, as another illegal immigrant illegally signed up on this program to give out federal CDLs, has killed a newlywed couple married just 16 days before they were flattened. Democrats don't care who dies. They were just Americans anyway. They were probably not going to vote for Democrats. So they don't care. So Sean Duffy, who's the transportation secretary, is now saying no to Minnesota. No, you can't do this anymore. You only Americans can drive. Sorry. That's federal law. Got to prove you're an American. No more fraud. This is the Democrats signing these illegals up anywhere they can stash them to keep food in their mouth long enough for the amnesty so they can vote Democrat. That's what's going on here. Meanwhile, coming up, once you understand Minnesota with $1 billion worth of fraud and the federal prosecutor in Minnesota saying, oh, no, there's billions more of fraud just by the Somali community, just in Minnesota. He said, I just don't have the staff to prosecute it. I can only get the low hanging fruit. Wow, Minnesota's bad. No, folks, Minnesota's typical. We just haven't found it in the other states. But we will. Coming up, Steve Hilton says, oh, you think Minnesota's bad? There's $100 billion, billion dollars worth of similar fraud from the American people by the illegals in California. Check there next, he says. What do you hear this? Donald Trump set the internet on fire yesterday, saying we are taking out the garbage, referring to Somali immigrants who apparently, according to Department of Homeland Security head Kristi Noem yesterday, have a 50% visa fraud rate. They lie about who they are. They lie about who they're married to. They lie about everything to get here. And then they rob us blind, which seems to be the Democrat immigrant template. I should say illegal immigrant template. As we're finding out today, folks, just to recap, okay, let me tell you what's going on here. Two top 10 in the nation stories right now are the same story. Number one story, Donald Trump cutting off the SNAP benefits to 21 Democrat states that refuse to turn their rolls over. Why? They're loaded with illegal immigrants. You're going to find billions of dollars worth of fraud there. Number two, Donald Trump suing Democrat states for their voter rolls, which they refuse to turn over. When you go and apply for the government benefits and the Democrats under Biden have turned the fraud controls down to zero, guess what? They sign you up to vote. It's an enticement. The carrot. Hey, come sign up. Yeah, all we need is your name and your birthday. No, we don't want to know your immigration status. Isn't that illegal? No, it's great. Hey, fill this form out. And then on page 27, just go ahead and check the box at the end. What's that? Oh, it's just a register to vote. So two top 10 stories today. One is Democrat outrage because Trump is making them turn over the voter rolls. And number two, he's making them turn over the welfare rolls. Folks, what we're going to find is going to blow Americans' minds. You think Minnesota's bad? And Steve Hilton, investigative reporter for Fox News, says, oh, no, it's not just Minnesota. And this is what I've been telling you. It's all the Democrat states. He estimates the same kind of immigrant Democrat nexus fraud of the welfare programs that we've seen in Minnesota is in California, too, except he puts the number there at $100 billion, which, if you think about it, is what it would cost to feed, clothe, and house the 25 million strong illegal immigrant shadow voter nation that Joe Biden imported in just 4 years. We simply could not conceivably come up with jobs for these people. Even under the table, we can't do it. The numbers don't add up. Here's Steve Hilton on Benny yesterday.
Here's a story just from the campaign trail a few weeks ago. I met a guy who owns a hotel, an airport hotel near Sacramento, the seat of California's government. And he had a new employee to drive the shuttle bus to the airport from Afghanistan, an immigrant from Afghanistan. After 2 days, this person said to the owner of the hotel, could he please be paid in cash? And the person I was talking to said, well, no, we don't do it like that. You're on payroll. Why do you want to be paid in cash? Well, I'm worried that I'll lose all my welfare benefits. Really? How much are they? Here's the number. $7,000 a month. $7,000 a month. So even with, you know, Tim Walz level accounting skills, we can figure out that's $84,000 a year. In that post you mentioned from the president, he talked about $50,000. This is Sacramento County, $84,000 a year. On top of that, he dug into it. This person from Afghanistan was told by social services in Sacramento, by Sacramento County, and don't worry, we're going to deliver groceries to your house because you shouldn't go shopping because Americans are racist and it's safer for you to stay at home and we'll deliver your groceries. I mean, what are we doing in this country? What are we doing? And the point that I'm making today is that just as with everything else, whatever we're seeing in Minnesota, you can be sure it's much worse in California, where you've had a longer period of uninterrupted one-party rule. And we have a budget of over $325 billion. We already know that over $20 billion was lost to fraud in the pandemic with what they call the EDD, the Employment Development Department, payments sent out to people in jail, people on death row, people who had died. $20 billion, we know that that's already gone. That's just one part of the welfare state in California. I think the probable number in California is up to $100 billion. That's an estimate. And what I'm calling for today is a thorough audit of every single part of California's bloated welfare state to root out the fraud and corruption.
Now, remember, just in the last 3 months, just in six Democrat states, what did Dr. Oz, he's the director of Medicaid, Medicare Services, what did he find? $1 billion of fraud. Six Democrat states, 3 months. Still going out under Trump. What does that tell you, y'all? And we haven't even found all the ways that they're doing. I mean, folks, if you want to look at this, look at this on my X feed. Remember the D.C. National Guard executioner. The New York Times interviews his landlord. She said, yes, it was great. And this right out of New York Times, World Relief showed up and they paid to rent for him and his family. They were very nice. Who's World Relief? Oh, a Soros-linked charity with hundreds of millions of federal dollars, Democrats running it through. So a death squad member from Afghanistan has a Soros-linked charity just showing up with federal grant money to pay his rent? This is, folks, the stuff we're going to learn is going to boggle Americans' minds. It's going to scramble our minds. It's going to blow the way we look at our country. But here's the good news, because I don't want you to get upset about this. Fasten, do I sound excited to you? Like, why are you excited about all this? Folks, this is a second chance. We weren't supposed to get it. They wouldn't have done all this if they thought we would ever be allowed to win a presidency again. They were going to take out the whole GOP in Arctic Frost, over 100 organizations, pollsters, pollsters, consultants, firms, Charlie Kirk's organization, because it registered 300,000 people in the swing states. The RNC, Republican Attorneys General, all under investigation, all under surveillance. They were going to use Trump-style lawfare to bury the Republican Party. They didn't think we'd ever take power again. They got sloppy. And now we're going to see who they really are. And we're only at the beginning of it. Folks, this is like Lazarus coming back from the dead. This country should be dead. If Trump hadn't won in a mini landslide bigger than their fraud could counter, we'd be done. We would be slaves to these people. Go to work every day, slave. That's what we would be, but we're not going to be that because we still have time. Thank God for that. This is great news. Oh, by the way, That, just so you know, if you're seeing all these advertisements they're running now, oh, people are dying because USAID doesn't have money. USAID funneled the taxpayer money to World Relief, the Soros-linked organization, to pay the Afghan shooters' rent, which is how he had the time, you could consult the New York Post, to play video games all day. And you love how Reuters is reporting, well, he was very depressed and sat in a dark room all day. What kind of dark room? Well, the New York Post goes and talks to his neighbors. Well, yeah, the room was dark because he just played video games all day. In between scouting trips all over the country to find his target. All paid for by USAID, George Soros-linked charity, and the federal government. And we're going to tear it all down. It doesn't matter how loud they scream, because you can see it. It's in process. It's in motion. And it's glorious.
Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.